Okay. Thank you, Chairman Min, Excellencies, and ladies and gentlemen. Dear friends, thank you very much for inviting me here and for giving me the opportunity to present about our STS Forum, or the Science and Technology in Society Forum, which was founded by Chairman Koji Omi in November 2004. Yes. The photo here shown was taken in September 2003 at the first preparatory meeting for the STS Forum at the UN National Academy of Science. Then the President and Professor Bruce Edwards hosted us, and we announced the creation of the STS Forum, which would hold its inaugural meeting the next year in Kyoto, Japan. This picture shows 8 years later, and this January, and where I'm sure that you recognize a lot of friends. I'm not there because I joined this forum 2 months after this meeting, that is March this year. At the inaugural meeting in November 2004, attended by Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi, the Council decided to hold its STS Forum annually in autumn in the same venue, Kyoto. And this is a picture of the closing plenary session of the 8th annual meeting 2011, this year, where His Imperial Highness, the Crown Prince of Japan, gave his speech. Let me tell you how the idea to found the STS Forum was developed. As has been discussed here since yesterday, science and technology has progressed very rapidly and brought tremendous benefit to our daily lives. On the other hand, numerous problems have arisen as a result of the development of science and technology, such as global warming, privacy in ICT, and ethical concerns in biotechnology, and most recently, the nuclear accident in Japan. These are what we call lights and shadows of science and technology. We must promote the lights and control the negative factors, shadows. I'd like to emphasize here the importance that the forum attaches to shadows as well as lights, and to so-called precautionary approach to prevent and mitigate risks and adapt to the changes in a timely manner. Science and technology has become so influential in our lives and our economy and society that it cannot be left to scientists and engineers alone. At the same time, the problems related to science and technology cannot be solved by just one or two countries. International cooperation and system harmonization are essential. Common issues should be discussed together at the global level. This is why Chairman Koji Omi founded the STS Forum. There have been numerous other meetings on science and technology, but what makes the Science Forum unique is that not only eminent scientists and engineers, but also policy makers and business leaders and journalists participate and discuss science and technology issues and share opinions regardless of nationality and beyond borders. I'd like to draw your attention in particular and to pay the particular attention to this red part of this pie chart, which covers about 25% or the quarter of the participants, which are from the business community, and mostly chairman, CEO, and CTO of excellent companies. And I think this is the biggest difference from this World Forum and the STS Forum. The STS Forum is not a gathering where professional scientists lecture to convey their knowledge to an audience. It is an opportunity for participants to frankly discuss on an equal footing science and technology issues in relation to the future of humankind as individuals rather than as representatives of an organization or a nation. The STS Forum offers an opportunity to deepen our human network and is a venue for us to interact, for sharing our aspiration, generating ideas and directions for solving global problems and finding ways to create a prosperous, secure, and sustainable future for humankind. Exchanging views among participants also makes it possible to learn about the latest development in science and technology. Since October 2007, the annual meeting has begun on the first Sunday of October, lasting for 2.5 days. Now I'd like to present a brief overview of some of the major topics included in the Science and STS Forum statement from our most recent gathering held last month. For those people who are interested in this, there are copies on the table just outside of the door. The 8th annual meeting of the Science and Technology in Society Forum was held from October 2nd to the 4th. It was attended by over 800 scientists, policymakers, business executives, and media leaders from 80 countries and regions and international organizations. Energy and environment and nuclear safety and future development are two major topics discussed intensively in this year's forum in the early plenary sessions, reflecting the accident in Fukushima nuclear power plants. Regarding energy and the environment, the key message was that any future energy supply should include a wide range of options that adhere to the best standards of safety and environmental and social compatibility and are available at competitive prices. Different countries may choose a different path to an energy secure future. Regarding nuclear safety, a key message was that nuclear energy will continue to play a significant role for the foreseeable future. Strengthening nuclear safety measures is critically important, and addressing nuclear security, including terrorist issues, is vital. There were many other important topics addressed in the last October meeting. Very high quality discussions included the following key messages. The global health, the capacity for dealing with infectious diseases as well as non-communicable diseases in developing countries must be strengthened. A new international system is needed for better collaboration between industry, the public sector, and the WHO. On aging, the message is the aging of the population poses special challenges and opportunities, not just providing geriatric care or social safety nets, but also in rethinking the social context of the participation of the elderly as a productive citizens. On cities, More than half the world population is already living in cities, and urbanization is growing rapidly, which raises a variety of challenges and opportunities. We must promote more livable and humane urban environments with efficient smart cities. On food, the message was R&D is needed for more nutritious and more resilient crops, better farming systems, ecosystem management, and the reduction of wastage. Agricultural biotechnology, including genetically modified organisms, should contribute to these improvements. Regarding oceans, we proposed establishing an international body to champion ocean issues and to frame the focus on ocean policies. This body is expected to collaborate with the prominent ocean science and policy communities to expedite knowledge translation and exchange to advance ocean policies globally. On human behavior, which was the first time these topics were discussed at a separate session, the message was to solve the serious problem of humankind, science and technology will not be sufficient without significant changes in individual and social behavior. Public education will be needed to promote awareness about the need for more efficient use of finite resources. Also, a new arrangement was made regarding the establishment of the Academies of Engineering presidents. They met at the STS Forum for the first time this year. They are expected to strengthen the bridges between science and technology and society, and business community in particular. On the ICT, creating an effective ICT infrastructure is critical for reducing disparities among and within nations in access to education, healthcare, and business opportunities. Nanotechnology was discussed in three sub-sessions. Nanotechnology will play a vitally important role in various fields, including electronics, medicine, life science, and materials. On science diplomacy, we reaffirmed the need to promote science diplomacy to enhance relations between science communities across national boundaries, thereby creating new avenues of dialogue and understanding between nations. There are other themes addressed, such as collaboration among academia, industry, government, new university models, water and forest capacity building, adaptation to climate change, role of media. You can find these key messages in the statement, summary statement available on the outside. Finishing, yes. What is important for us that the STS Forum has truly grown to become a world movement for global leaders in business, government, science, and media for thinking about how to deal with the science and technology issues for the better future of humankind. We have also organized within the framework of the forum other peer meetings such as Ministers Roundtable, the University President Meeting, the Science Academy President Meeting, and the Funding Agencies President Meeting. This is the first time I attended this World Science Forum after Chairman Omi's attendance in 2009. I have been strongly impressed by the high quality of speeches and the eminent participants of this forum. As in the case of the World Science Forum, the Yes, we have been participating at and collaborating with many different other fora and organizations, including BioVision, TIWAS, Pacific Health Summit, and so many other things. I truly hope that this year's World Science Forum meeting will strengthen our collaborative efforts even further in meeting challenges and opportunities in the changing landscape of science and technology. And I also hope that the leaders present today will honor us with their active participation at the next annual meeting of the SCS Forum to be held in Kyoto, Japan, from October 7th to 9th, 2012. Thank you very much for your kind attention.